It's time for our weekly update with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on some items that are influencing the markets here this morning on KTIC. And Roy, we'll get to the markets in a moment, but we were kind of chit-chatting here before we went on the air, and we kind of decided we could talk agronomic issues just as well as we could talk marketing today. What's going on in your fields here this week, Roy?
Well, I've been out in the field scouting like a lot of other people have, and it's pretty interesting. Corn, first of all, I guess, always curious about the maturity, especially when so much of it was planted late. But right here where I farm in Cass County, we got our corn in on time, and the corn that I looked at had the maturity line about halfway down the kernel. So my experience tells me a couple weeks we're going to be home free on that. Pretty happy with the way it looked, although from a distance you do see some yellow spots out in the cornfields that might indicate running out of nitrogen or something. I don't know. Nobody seemed to have an answer for that. But soybeans, tall, they're looking good, lots of pods, looking for aphids, and there are some aphids out there, but it's funny there because they're kind of spotted. It seems like if there's some other stress on the beans, and the aphids are really making their home there. But if the beans are on an upland where there isn't any moisture damage and they've been getting enough rain and everything, you just have to look hard to find an aphid. So I'm pretty optimistic about that, hoping that we're close enough to maturity that if we have any aphids, they're not going to hurt anything.
That was going to be my next question. You and your neighbors, those areas that do have aphids, have they been big enough to treat yet or not?
Really, I've only had one person treat for aphids, and that's been a couple weeks ago. And, boy, we just haven't seen any airplanes flying here at all, which is a huge contrast to last August when, you waited for sundown so the noise would go away because planes were just flying all the time. And so, there was a lot of fungicide put on corn for gray leaf spot about a month ago, but nobody treating for aphids this year.
How about on the pod fill, Roy? And the reason I ask that is I heard a report out of northeast Nebraska, Dixon County. There's a lot of soybean plants up there that only have about two seeds per pod. How do things look in Cass County?
Well, I wasn't specifically looking for that, but it looked to me like most of what I was seeing when I was scouting for other things, mostly three bean pods and some four. So I'm a lot more optimistic than that. I don't think we're hurting, in terms of the pod fill. And a little bit of moisture. And by the way, we had just a very little moisture yesterday, about a quarter of an inch, where a lot of people got a substantial rain. But we got enough moisture to go ahead and make a pretty good crop now. And it doesn't sound like that it's going to get unbearably hot. So that probably bodes well for the progress too.
We were talking about those beans, and there may be only two beans per pod, but you were saying maybe as the seed fills out, we might make some of that up back in weight?
Well, everything else being normal, the beans can increase the size. The beans will get bigger if there are only two beans in a pod as opposed to three or four, and so you don't want to give up on those two bean pods. You can have an awful good yield with not all the pods filled all the way out, but the beans are bigger than normal. And so, as long as the pods are there and there's some beans in them, I wouldn't give up on them.
I suppose we should talk a little bit about the markets, and it's just kind of the same old song, active on Monday, quiet the rest of the week here, as we kind of watch the weather, kind of watch export markets, huh?
Well, yeah, and this is the time of the year when you don't get very much excitement in the markets. The one thing that really is pretty interesting, and I don't know what to make of it, we've got the nearby September soybean futures contract that's been trading, real bullish, and the other contracts are not following along. So you might have September beans up 10, 15, 20 cents, and November beans unchanged or maybe even down a nickel. But if you look at the trends in general, the corn market's just been kind of bouncing back and forth and not really going anywhere. The soybean futures, November soybean futures, are still in a long general uptrend that's been in place since about the 1st of March. And You know, we've got an uptrend line under that market, and the price doesn't seem to be wanting to go down to try to break that trend line or even touch it. So, you know, a technical analyst would look at the situation and say that there's still some potential in the soybean market to go up. But, boy, corn, we need something. And, you know, I guess the thing that it could be would be an early frost. You don't want to see that, because that just turns the harvest into a nightmare. But, boy, some of this corn in some of the later planted regions is going to scramble to be mature, and even then it's probably not going to be very dry. So, you know, hope for the best for those farmers, but that would be the thing that would really cause some excitement in the market if it would happen.
So if we've put together our marketing plan and got kind of our triggers in place, I suppose we start watching some of those deferreds and an opportunity to maybe lock in some prices, huh?
Well, this is not normally a time of the year when you want to lock in prices, especially on corn. On soybeans, you know, the normal seasonal trend right now is higher into the 10th of September. And if we get a pop-up in the market at 20 or 30 cents and you need to get some beans sold, why, there's probably a good opportunity to do that. A lot of times, the 10th of September, that September crop report will be the turning point, and boy, that could just happen this year pretty easily.
Is September the first one where they're using actual yield data, or do we have to wait till November for that?
I think we wait till November on that. I'm not exactly sure, but the September report is pretty key, because by then you certainly have a good handle on what the weather's been and things like you're talking about, like the pod fill and aphids and white mold and all of those things like that. By the 10th of September, the bean crop is pretty well, I won't say that it's made, but I'd say that we know what the factors are anyway.
For producers that want to get more information from you, several ways to do that.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website, and we'll see you at the State Fair.
State Fair gets underway, actually underway today, and it goes all the way through Labor Day. And thanks for the information. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, an update on the markets at KTIC.